If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, the 15th day of November, 2015. On Friday, the 13th, 2 days ago, the third largest terror attack on Western soil since 9/11 took place. The second largest, the downing of the Russian aircraft killing 224, happened on Halloween. And ISIS has pledged to strike all over Europe and the United States, including using MPADs, surface-to-air missiles that they've got thousands of, thanks to Benghazi. Why would our government transfer those weapons to them knowingly? And how do they think they're going to cover it up as more aircraft begin to get shot down, like the British aircraft we learned that almost got shot down and barely was missed by an MPAD 1 month ago? Ladies and gentlemen, we have three reporters. Paul Joseph Watson from London, Joe Biggs from Austin, Texas, and Michael Zimmerman from Austin, Texas as well are all on the ground. They basically haven't slept. They got in earlier today. They are inside Paris less than 48 hours after the attacks. They've been reporting from the ground. When we come back from break, we'll be talking to Paul Joseph Watson standing in front of the Eiffel Tower that has been shut down to the terror attacks. At least seven different attacks inside Paris. Other attacks hardly getting any attention across Paris and across other areas of France. Other terror attacks are taking place in other areas of Europe, and they're keeping them very, very quiet. Reports of explosions, fires, stabbings, shootings. They're coming in. We're trying to track all of it. Again, six major attacks just that night in Paris. Several others since then. Burnings, shootings, attacks. Counter-strikes as refugee camps are burned. This is the clash of civilizations that PNAC talked about so much. So Paul Joseph Watson and Joe Biggs will be reporting with Mike Zimmerman, the intrepid cameraman, there with them as well. This is overwhelming, the angles of this. Obviously, ad nauseum, 4 or 5 years since the attack on Libya using al-Qaeda, we have said this would spread to the rest of the Middle East, Syria, Iraq, Egypt, and then to Europe and the United States. The West is funding al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, ISIS. They said 8 months ago and 6 months ago and a month ago in the news that they were going to attack Europe with refugee hordes with their military operatives inside. We would simply quote their quotes on air, and we would have Media Matters, MSNBC, and others attack us and say it didn't exist. There was not one terrorist amongst the military-age men pouring in. You see the videos and the photos. It's the governments over there say it's 80% or so are military-age men. I see the videos. I don't see the women and kids. And on their own Twitters and Facebooks, they say they're coming to kill. We broke this. On Friday into Saturday, Drudge linked to it. Then major news, ABC News, CBS News, others picked it up. And it's been confirmed by the French and Greek government. Paris attack terrorist Ahmed Al-Mohamed was rescued near Greece after his refugee boat sank. Now, how did Paul Watson break that? Well, the Greek government came out and released the info in tweets from their official ministry. We picked it up. Other press went and picked it up, and then it was put out. And I'm not bragging that we broke that. It's just I'm pointing out we are on target. We are a serious news agency with three reporters on the ground right now in Paris. And the reason I add that to our viewers and listeners, I've told you, you support us, you support our sponsors, you buy the products, you send the money in here, we will expand in the face of the New World Order, and we will break major world news to make sure they can't spin this and cover stuff up. Because believe me, they don't want it out. This was a refugee with a fake passport. Almost all the quote refugees are not from Syria. The jihadis are invading there and then infiltrating into Europe out of Syria, where NATO is bringing them in. It's all coming up from Paris, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
Jones.
come to you from deep in the heart of Texas Austin on this live Sunday worldwide broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Joe Biggs, former Staff Sergeant, U.S. Army, expert on Al-Qaeda, fought him in Afghanistan and Iraq, is joining us here in just a few minutes from the ground in Paris, France, just 48 hours after the tragic attacks. They've been on the ground there now since this morning. We also have Paul Joseph Watson from London, who's also on the ground there in Paris, outside the lockdown Eiffel Tower, with our intrepid cameraman, Michael Zimmerman. Let me set the table here. If you're a new listener on our affiliates out there, if you go back to the last 5 years of broadcast since the West began funding Al-Qaeda in Syria, in Libya, in Egypt, and other countries in the Arab Spring to overthrow governments that were pro-West and put in jihadi governments. Now, we can get into why that was done, but that's on record. WikiLeaks is being criticized today. WikiLeaks blames America for Paris attacks. Many other Twitter users respond with hostility to WikiLeaks' argument, but the organization refuses to give ground. Well, they didn't blame America. Listen to their tweet. At least 39 dead tonight. That's right after it happened. The terror attacks, now it's over 100. 250K dead in Syria and Iraq, both a direct result of U.S., U.K., France feeding Sunni extremists. That's right. The Wahhabists are a Sunni strain out of Saudi Arabia on record, and our governments all over the Middle East have been defending them and funding them. They are the rebels that our, quote, ally Saudi Arabia is funding and that our government's funding. So the criminals in European governments and in our governments have opened the borders, advertised the free lunch, and are bringing the people in by the millions. I just saw some national numbers out from Congress today where we've doubled Muslim immigration since 9/11. Immigration. Europe has more than quadrupled it. Millions a year, and mainly from radical countries, military-age men. So Rob Lowe comes out, puts out a tweet, not even really a conservative, and says, I can't believe you waited this long to close your borders with all the stuff going on. In fact, all he said was, oh, now the French government closes the borders. And they have all this faux outrage how bad he is. They've arrested Le Pen. She's now the front runner in national polls. She came in third place last time to win the presidency. She's now in the lead. Mainline nationalist, libertarian conservative. They act like she's an extremist and far right for saying we should control our borders. They arrested her a month ago and charged her with saying there's a radical Islamic invasion, close quote. She was arrested. That'd be like if they arrested Mitt Romney or something because he said, you know, there's a such and such invasion from Mexico. She's now on trial facing years in prison. So have that backdrop to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the controlled left, the socialists, the EU types, the EU dictatorship is using radical Islam to bully Europe into submission. And now they're saying, France is saying they're going to start bombing Assad because he won't be toppled by Al-Qaeda and ISIS, as if him being weak gives them a safe haven. So now France has to take over Syria to then push ISIS out when the West, including France, put them in. Man, that's playing off political ignorance right there. Now, we're going to cover all of this today, but is it a false flag? Not in the classical sense of a purely staged event like Oklahoma City or Operation, you know, the stuff that went on in the 1960s with Operation Northwoods and Operation Ajax and others. But the West, the criminals running our governments, want chaos. Crisis is their brand. Order out of chaos. And so they want crises. They want problems. And they then will then take our liberties and our freedoms in the name of fighting radical Islam, which they're funding. It's a very simple equation. Problem, reaction, solution, Hegelian dialectic. And that's what's going on. And I predicted it to a T. And I'm saying it's going to get worse. But before they really hit us with the big waves that are coming, they cover up the Garland shooting, say it isn't Islamic. The attack on the training centers. The attack on the Army-Navy recruiting centers. They cover those up. The Marine Corps recruiting centers. They cover those up. They covered it all up. They cover up the attacks on Charlie Hebdo. They cover up the attack on Fort Hood and 14 people dead and won't say it was Islamic, even though it was. Hillary won't say it in the Democratic debate. None of the other candidates will, because they want to build it up first to where it's so horrible with sleeper cells, it totally transforms our society forever when they strike. I used to think then they double-cross and kick the Islamics out or go after Saudi Arabia. No. They'll have political correctness and say we must submit to it or they'll blow us up. That's how politically correct we are. If we'll give up our kids and give up the word mother and father so they won't call us homophobic, well, of course we're going to give up to millions of radical Islamists coming in here and bullying us with the left all screaming and cheerleading for it, who they never attack and touch. Now, Paul Watson will be in the next segment. I'm going to him now to break down what he's witnessed so far, then Joe Biggs after that. But we're going to cover it all. It is over the top. Madonna says it's the West's fault we got hit because we don't accept radical Islam. We should love them unconditionally. Well, you go there and walk around without a hood on your head in Saudi Arabia, sweetie pie, when you have sucked off the West, sucked off the Renaissance, acted like a liberal, and now you make statements like this. You are a joke. Now, let's go to Paris, France, with Paul Joseph Watson reporting from the Eiffel Tower that is shut down. You can see the other famous buildings, Notre Dame and others in the background. Paul Watson, this is a major sea change, obviously. If we can't get the borders controlled and kick radical Islamists out when they're openly calling for killing us now, if Merkel can bully everyone into submitting, she obviously runs Germany, the new Hitler, then where is all this going? Paul Watson.
Well, the thing is, Alex, you would think that this would change the narrative, right? We've got at least two of these attackers, these bombers, proven to at least have stolen passports, got in via the refugee acceptance system. So whether they were those passports belong to them or not, the fact is they abused the system, which we had been warning about for months. In fact, I made a video in December last year saying that ISIS was about to attack major European cities. Charlie Hebdo happened less than a month later. Now we have this. We have these reports now confirmed by the Greek government, which we reported Saturday morning, that one, if not two, of these attackers snuck into Europe on fake Syrian passports. Now, the reaction to that from the left was, oh, this is not as it seems. We can't treat this, you know, to blame all the refugees. They're fleeing from ISIS. We of course, know that that's not the case. Yes, there are many Syrian refugees that are fleeing from war and ISIS persecution. But ISIS themselves said that they would use that crisis to sneak in multiple numbers of terrorists.
They said that in February of this year. I'm showing the article. They said that in February of this year. Please continue.
Exactly, via Libya. And that was even before the whole Syrian refugee thing blew up.
And Gaddafi warned of it.
That was their plan. Now we have this whole backlash before this attack in Germany, in other European countries, massive protests, people basically calling for Merkel to be deposed. Because of the dangers, not only of this policy, but of the social upheaval that Germany is already going through. You know, if this attack had happened in Germany, which is a little different to France, not as big a Muslim population, there probably would have been riots on the streets, because there almost already are. In fact, top German security experts, we reported this 2 weeks ago, are saying this is going to lead to riots, because it's not just the, quote, far right that are getting angry about this now. It's people who live in towns of 300, a village of 300 people, who suddenly get inundated by 1,000 refugees.
And that was one. Thought, another had 100 and was given 340-something and told, your children will literally, quote, serve them in national service.
No, that is proposed. And in fact, they're already doing that with the school children. And now they've proposed
Paul,
a law
Paul, stay
in
there.
Germany.
Paul, stay there. Let's break down the map. We'll go over what's happening currently, what you've witnessed there, but why we believe this is happening and what their next step will be. Well, we know what it is. First they say 100,000, then a million, then 3 million refugees. Obama wants to bring millions in. The first arrived today in New Orleans. Stay with us. They're coming here.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
This transmission is coming to you from Paris.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I don't want to play the actual theater shooting and hand grenading video shot by one of the horrified rock and roll fans that was there at the theater. But I will show for TV viewers. We also simulcast a full television production. If you're a radio listener, there's a free feed at Infowars.com/show. Important to add that, that we are a radio show, quote, on television, pioneering that format that so many others now duplicate. And I'm very happy about that. But it is important for us to note that for new listeners and viewers, because it can get confusing. Before we go back to Paul Watson in front of the Eiffel Tower in Paris, France, here's some of the dramatic footage outside of the police involved in a gun battle with the terrorist. Here it is. And the police, to their credit, do run out in the street and save people that are crossing and expose themselves to gunfire. They've been criticized for waiting for 2 hours before they went in, but it turns out that they were waiting to get orders on what should happen because there were hostages inside. That's still a pretty quick response, 2 hours, when you have hostages. But they started killing the hostages. It's better than a response with the Charlie Hebdo attack where it took them 3 days to get them. There they are leading a woman across the street in gunfire. And it gets worse because there's also the political correctness of covering up the rocket launchers that were used inside the newspaper. Okay, let's stop right there. There's more of that, all the raw footage, up on Infowars.com. Paul, this is the suspension of reality, though, with millions of radical Islamists being brought in, most of the military-age men, fake passports, just like this guy had, infiltrating through Syria. These are mainly the people that have been in Syria, murdering hundreds of thousands of Christians and Alawite and Shiite non-radical Muslims. And, I mean, can Merkel get away with saying, be nice to them, bring more in, this isn't Islam? Can Hillary get away with not criticizing it? How dare Obama come out and say, we stand with France, we're going to help you fight ISIS, when he knows full well the West, including France, has been funding this group to kill hundreds of thousands of people. This is really sick. Paul Watson, what do you see there on the ground, other points, and what do you think's really behind this? Are they starting to turn against ISIS? Have they decided to not go along with Saudi Arabia's strategy of jihad takeover, to use radical Islam to conquer the Middle East with the West backing it? Is it a triple cross? I mean, I talked to some of the smartest people at the Pentagon off record. They don't even know what's going on right now. They believe that the globalists have lost control of the situation, evidenced by Russia coming into the vacuum and kicking ISIS's butt in the last 3 months, forcing ISIS now to lash out, including with massive terror attacks in places like Lebanon and other areas.
Well, of course, reports now coming out. This is going to be fleshed out over the next...
Unfortunately, I believe they have... Let's just stop for a moment. I believe they have an internal mic open on the camera as well, not just the line-in mic. So we need to do some data testing right there and ascertain what's happening with those systems, and then we will attempt to go back to Paul Joseph Watson there on the ground in Paris, France. Again, even most national TV in the United States doesn't have reporters there on the ground. We're doing this, but we're out there in the cold, in the high wind, working on the systems. And we will check those systems and go over those systems and see exactly what happens and come back to Paul Watson in the next segment. Let me now, here in just a moment, get one of the big blaring issues here, and that's Donald Trump. Donald Trump has done it again, saying common sense statements that get him demonized. He said that if there had been more guns and not such draconian gun control laws in Paris, basically total gun ban, that citizens would have had concealed carry and fought back. That's what we saw has happened at other events here in the United States. And it was the Interpol chief in 2013, Interpol chief Army Citizens, he says armed citizens globally to prevent terrorist attacks. I had a Freudian slip of an army of citizens. Interpol chief, armed citizens globally to prevent terror attacks. Interpol Secretary General Ronald Noble told ABC News that one of the only ways to prevent terrorists from hitting soft targets like shopping malls in Kenya was to arm citizens globally, noting that the Westgate Mall siege would have been averted far quicker if it had taken place in a gun-friendly area like Denver or Texas. Noble's statements are a powerful rebuttal to the anti-gun lobby. So let's not forget that from and 13. And we do have the Donald Trump clip. Here's Donald Trump saying the same thing as the Interpol head, but being criticized as being ignorant for saying it, even though all the facts point towards it. You don't see mass shootings happening or folks getting away with it in Switzerland, do you? The only European country to have similar gun ownership to the United States. Here it is.
When you look at Paris, you know, the toughest gun laws in the world, Paris. Nobody had guns but the bad guys. Nobody. Nobody had guns. And they were just shooting them one by one. And then they broke in and had a big shootout and ultimately killed the terrorists. And I'll tell you what, you can say what you want, but if they had guns, if our people had guns, if they were allowed to carry.
Now, that, for those of us that are informed, that's just common sense. But that is so revolutionary.
It would have been a much, much different situation. I hear it all the time. You know, you look at certain cities that have the highest violence, the highest problem with guns and shootings and killings. Chicago is an example. Toughest gun laws in the United States. Nothing but problems.
So there's Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back from break here and try to reconnect with our crew on the ground in Paris, France. They haven't gotten a lot of sleep. Obviously, it is a somewhat dangerous situation with the terrorists saying they're going to launch more attacks inside the country and against other Western countries. But the real danger is not standing up to this. So I want to salute our reporters who are there on the ground. And I also want to salute all of you out there that spread the word about this broadcast, that support our sponsors at InfoWars.com, and that buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. You are right beside us in this fight. I want to go back to Paul Watson. We're going to break in a minute. We're going to come back and let him finish, but he had some Skype problems. They're going to be also filing more reports the next few days. They're on the ground, talking to folks on the street, looking at the censorship. But coming back, Paul, what are the points you're going to get into?
Just the fact that this attack has not changed the narrative on admitting the refugees. In fact, the president of the EU Commission, Carl Juncker, has come out today and said that this won't change the policy. We've got Hillary Clinton saying they're going to allow more Syrian refugees into America. We've got Obama promising at least 100,000 initially. And again, most of them aren't Syrian refugees, only one-fifth are. We've got the Calais migrant camps, which are mostly North Africans. Of course, we've got threats coming from there. So even though this has happened, you would think it would reverse that narrative. They're doubling down on the insanity, despite all these social problems in Germany, which we touched on previously.
And you've talked about the motive for all of this. When we come back, I want to get into it, what the sense is on the street. They've had cars backfire, and then hundreds run panicking in fear. They've shut down most of the major tourist destinations and more. Paul Joseph Watson with his geopolitical analysis, one of the best out there, joins us. And then Joe Biggs with his military angle, straight ahead.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, while other Americans are watching football, and I'm not saying they're bad people, and while other Americans are watching different reality TV shows of the Kardashians and other mindless issues, Western governments have been financing and radicalizing Islamic countries since the 40s. You can look that up. That's even in the Washington Post. And they're not bringing in women and children that are real refugees. They're bringing in military-aged men. And I love how the crew, every time I just make a statement, they just Google it, pull up the article so we can prove what I'm saying. Daily Mail, 4 out of 5 migrants are not from Syria. EU figures expose the lie that the majority of refugees are fleeing war zone. And that's even accepting the fake passports. And they admit almost 80% of those are fake. And again, right at 80% are military-aged men. You look at the videos, you look at the photos, there's almost no children in any of these. It's men. It's men. And they're carjacking, robbing, taking over, I mean, by the millions. and then chanting that they're going to blow everything up. I mean, this is crazy. This is like the invasions, the Islamic invasions that triggered the Crusades. And is that what's happening? Is the West trying to trigger the... Is the government trying to trigger a move so we'll back new Crusades, but not to go fix the Middle East, not to free the Middle East, but to bring it back to the Stone Age and actually then just kind of put these people in charge? Or are the globalists double-crossing us, and are they going to have the radical Islamics be our new bosses in the politically correct world? Because they say we have to comply with it, not it with our freedom. Paul Watson, there's a manhunt for the eighth Paris suspect underway, obviously across Europe. Investigation widens to nearby countries. The president wants a three-month state of emergency. He announced 2 weeks ago he was going to shut down the borders for the World Government Summit coming, the biggest World Government Summit ever, to bring in global taxes. The Pope's calling for it. Big things are happening. Paul, I know we don't like to speculate, but we know the West has been hijacked. Open the borders. The head of the UN migrant group, the former head of the EU, Peter Sutherland, says get rid of Europe's sovereignty, admits it's a plan. They advertised the freebies. They caused the flood. They knew the attacks would come. What is their end game in this? Because, Paul Watson, if they get caught running this, which they have been caught, then they're all going to end up getting in trouble or politically destroyed. Or are they so confident in geopolitical illiteracy that, as France has announced, they want to take out Assad now, saying the fact that he's weak allows ISIS to have a safe area when our own government's funded ISIS that caused the failure of Syria? I mean, is this the triumph of ignorance? Is this the inversion of reality? Paul, you're a smart guy. Where do you see all this going? Go ahead.
I think what's going on, Alex, is they're more terrified of this conservative, you know, genuine, legitimate conservative wave sweeping Europe, which has been happening for the past 2 years or so. They're more terrified of that, having an authentic government that actually represents the people's desires, a kind of populist government, not just in Paris, but in all these different countries. They're more afraid of that than having these jihadists running around everywhere, killing everyone. Because here in France, in 2 months, I believe, they've got these regional elections where Marine Le Pen, who of course has garnered such political capital out of this because
she's a French Ron Paul. And again, you hit the nail exactly on the head. They even admit that. Flood everything with friends of the socialists that are on the payroll with welfare. So many as a political checkmate, not to just outvote, but burn down every city and hold Europe hostage. The left controls these terrorists. Go ahead.
Interesting, Alex, because the biggest book in France this year was a book called Submission by Michel Houellebecq, who is basically France's most famous author. And in that book, which was written before Charlie Hebdo, he predicted that there would be these Islamist attacks in France, which would lead to France having a runoff in the election in 2022 between Marine Le Pen and this Islamist party, which was seen as more moderate and able to control the jihadists. So it's strange that fiction parallels reality, because that seems to be the case. Of course, 2017 is the next French election. Everybody's quite confident that Marine Le Pen will win the first round, and then they're going to bring in Sarkozy and these other neocons to try and battle it out with her in the second round and knock her out, because they're terrified again that Marine Le Pen will become the leader of France. And I think they're more terrified of that than the situation that we had a couple of days ago. But even so, you know, Hollande came out and said that this is an act of war. That's the most aggressive rhetoric that he's come out with. But again, it's not about boots on the ground in Syria. It's not about attacking them in Syria. It's about stopping them from getting here in the first place. And of course, we know several of them were French citizens, Belgian citizens. They were already here. And some of the others.
And the police knew who they were and were ordered to stand down. It is incredible.
They let one of them go. Yeah.
So it's key. I agree with your analysis. In fact, it's not even our opinion. It's a fact. They opened the borders. They advertised. They brought them in. They protected them. They ordered the police to stand down. They have allowed them to attack. Now they'll say, let's bring in a moderate Muslim party to control it. You've got all the socialist parties, as you've written about extensively, from Sweden to France, saying we should get rid of Christianity. We should adopt Islam. So the socialists hate Christianity in the West. They're such self-haters that they want to suicide the West and adopt socialist Islam.
And there's no great revolt against that here in France. There is more so in Germany. But I'll give you an example. Here's an article out of Haaretz today. It's in Paris, neighborhood heavily hit by terrorists. Residents view attackers as victims. This is out of Haaretz today. And they basically talk about, well, they're stupid, but they aren't evil.
That's what Madonna's saying.
Yeah, these liberals in these areas that were hit by the attacks blame themselves for the attacks and say they're just misunderstood. They blame society for not integrating these people. They don't blame the fact that they're evil jihadists. This violence is based in their religion, which they daren't criticize because it's not politically correct. So that's what France is like. I mean, France has, I don't want to be mean in this time of crisis, but France has garnered a reputation over the past 60, 70 years for being very weak for one specific reason during the Second World War. And it seems like that's continuing today, because in Germany, we're seeing this kind of uprising. They're openly talking about toppling Merkel. We're seeing these demonstrations grow greater and greater. But here in France, the streets are basically deserted. I was in London late last night just getting back. It was still bustling, even though there was a huge storm. You know, everyone was in the cafes, the restaurants, it was busy. Here, it's a ghost town basically tonight. And, you know, that goes somewhat to the character of the French. And that book, Submission by Michel Houellebecq, is, I think, going to turn out to be very prophetic in the future political course of France.
That's right. As you said a month ago on air, this is a mass cuckolding, and that's, again, where a man lets another man basically slap him around and then have sex with his wife in front of him. This is a religion, is being dominated, being overrun, destroying what your forebears built, committing suicide culturally, is the religious holy sacrament of the left. Because they're not the left. They are a group of mentally ill people. And they hate anyone that cares about them. They hate anyone that genuinely wants to help them. They hate anyone that wants to build and give them something strong. They get off on destroying everything good. And they love misery. They love ugliness. There's been mainline articles written about this, that the left loves everyone poor, starvation, ugliness. This is who they are.
Yeah, and again, it goes back to this tipping point. France has the highest population of Muslims out of the whole of Europe. It's about 7% of the population now. And they've done studies which show that if you get 6% of the population that are Muslims, a lot of whom aren't integrated, social upheaval, civil unrest begins to occur. And that was happening 10 years ago in Paris.
And that's because the West, though, previously it wasn't like that. The West is so submissive and won't have a brown bag in case it makes someone upset, or won't say mother or father, that when people show up that say whatever they want, do what they want, the West kneels and bows and then slits its own throat. And this is totally pathetic. Paul, I'm going to come back to you into the next hour, but I want to come back, get Joe Biggs' take for a segment or two. Then we're going to come back to you from Paris straight ahead. Folks, you cannot make up the magnitude of this. And it's all over the world. This is the plan. Destroy the West. Bring it down. Wreck it.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So just to be clear, France is saying and has been saying that Islamic State is able to be in Syria and have the country cut in two, not because France and the West openly funded ISIS and Al-Qaeda and al-Nusra, same group, the last 4 or 5 years as the, quote, rebels, but because Assad hasn't been removed. And so now France is saying they want to send ground troops there. That story's up on Infowars.com. Here's another one with video of John Kerry, Secretary of State. The video is posted at the Tower website. It's also on Infowars.com. Kerry, Assad cut his own deal with ISIS. That's their response to Bashar al-Assad saying France is backing ISIS and now it's turned against them. He goes on to say, no, Assad's really running ISIS now. I mean, folks, al-Qaeda launched two chemical attacks, 2.5, 3 years ago, on Syria and then blamed it on Syria. But when they tested the nerve gas, it was from Saudi Arabia. I mean, it was admittedly a false flag. Now, has the West really turned against ISIS, and are they really bombing them now because they're uncontrollable? Maybe. I don't know. We know the Russians are. Are there really good rebels? Yeah, we're told there's five of them. I'm not joking. Five of them. Hundreds of thousands of al-Qaeda and ISIS, but five good rebels. No, the plan was always to destabilize the area. Are they now turning against ISIS because they're not playing ball and really bombing them, so ISIS is now hitting the West? We're going to get Paul Watson's take in the next hour, but I want to talk to Joe Biggs, who hadn't slept in about 40-something hours, who got into France today, flew out a day and a half ago out of Austin, got into London, got into France today, and he's there to get his take as a military veteran, Purple Heart recipient, blown up multiple times in armored vehicles and hit by shrapnel in Afghanistan and Iraq, fighting Al-Qaeda, the Akhani Network, other jihad groups. We're not, you know, they're like the mainstream media just calling, give up all your rights, more TSA, but leave our borders wide open. We're there really exposing what's happening. You've been on the ground. You've been analyzing it. What blares at me, Joe, is that the borders are open to Europe. They're flooding these people in. Al-Qaeda said they were sending in military-age men. ISIS said the same thing. To attack on record. They attack. And the answer in France is arrest anybody that criticizes radical Islam. And Merkel's having people's kids taken in Germany if they criticize radical Islam. How will they get away with this, Joe Biggs? I mean, this is so crazy. And now they want to attack Assad, who's fighting ISIS, thinking the public's so dumb that we'll think he's behind it, like attacking Saddam for what Saudi Arabia did, bare minimum, on 9/11. Or is this a false flag? Did the West, some are saying, stage this as a pretext to go in and attack Assad now? I don't know, because they weren't ready in the first few hours with a script. It doesn't look staged to me. Now, I may be wrong. If we learn there's a drill or something else, then it has the telltale signs. But not everything is an inside job. But it's still a false flag by extension, because the West opened the borders and funded these groups. So that's a fact. Our criminal governments are the main authors. They're the mommy and daddy of this. But their baby did it. Either way, Joe Biggs, we, again, don't script this. We're going to get his take from his perspective, former Staff Sergeant, U.S. Army. Joe Biggs, what do you think's happening?
Yeah, honestly, Alex, I don't think this is a false flag attack whatsoever, because guess what the elite want? They want wide open borders. They want that to happen. They want the refugees to come in. They want these attacks to happen. If this was a false flag attack, they wouldn't do something like that, because what's going to be the direct reaction of governments when something like this happens? Close down the borders like France did. They shut everything down. So I don't think it's a false flag in that sense whatsoever. I think that this is a legitimate attack. I think this is a group of individuals who, we've said before, have gotten out of control. Now, this is what they want. They want a global domination. They want people to be scared. They want people to feel like they need more government to take over. They want to take people's liberties and freedoms away and go, what? Hey, we've got this. We're in control. You guys will be safe knowing that we can take power of this. And that's what they want to do. That's the entire point. And then when people don't go along with it, they need these attacks to happen, because then people are more willing to give up their liberties, their rights, their freedoms, just like we saw with 9/11, with all that stuff. So that's the entire end game, I think. They want the entire world to be in fear nonstop. And that's why they're allowing this kind of stuff to happen, so they can do that.
I agree. George Soros is in the news today bragging that he helped create the migrant crisis, in his own words. He went on CNN and admitted he helped overthrow the elected government of Ukraine. And now Peter Sutherland is bragging, saying, yes, we will get rid of Europeans. White faces are the problem. That's a quote. Who are these crazy people? A crazy, weirdo Nazi collaborator from World War II is bringing in radical Muslims to destroy Europe? I mean, how do these crooks sit there with straight faces and brag about their evil?
I mean, it's amazing. Today there have been protests, you know, lashing out all over France, where they were calling them far-right extremists because these people didn't want refugees coming in and this happening. You know, we've been saying this for months and months on end, that they would use this crisis to bring in these jihadis, these terrorists, through these borders that are wide open and use them to do these attacks.
And they hate the West so much, they can't even wait till there's 20 million jihadis. They just have to start killing right away.
Well, people don't even know this today, but 13 Syrian refugees were brought into New Orleans today. You can go to local New Orleans papers and find that. 13. Now, out of that, how many of those guys are vetted? I mean, you don't know who's being vetted, because there's nothing out there. There's no check and balance as to what's going on. They're just letting people in and then saying, you know, we'll deal with it later.
Sure, that's WVUE, and that's how it starts in Europe. 13, 20, 100, 500, 10,000, 100,000, 2 million, 5 million. That's how they do it. That's WVUE television, New Orleans, Louisiana. Syrian refugees beginning arriving in New Orleans. And again, a lot of these are real refugees, about 25%. The government admits that. Are real women and children that our policies help do this. But see how the globalists want to destroy everybody. I mean, these are the jihadis our criminal government helped bring into Syria that our own military, Joe, as you know, 2 years ago said, we're not going to fight on the side of Al-Qaeda. This is crazy. What do you think the end game is? And what's the sense? I mean, I'm told it's a ghost town in Paris. I'm told if they hear a car backfire, everyone runs panicking in fear.
Oh, exactly. That's what I was going to get to. Now, earlier tonight, there was a lot of people out at the memorial of the attacks that happened on Friday the 13th, you know, just a few days ago, when, you know, 135 people were murdered and over 350 people wounded. And there were people out there visiting that memorial, laying down candles, going out and sitting pictures out and just kind of going over and talking to each other, praying and all that. And some guy wanted to come out and he starts throwing fireworks out and everyone thinks it's gunshots. And you can see videos from the BBC, I think, where people are screaming and running because they thought that they were being attacked again.
Ah,
and
now we know more. It's fireworks. They first thought it was a backfire. Sounds like he did that on purpose. That's criminal.
Yes, exactly. That is. And CNN won't even report the truth. You know, we got that from here on the ground. What's going on? Those are fireworks that were set off, like little kinds that you light that have like the little red ones on it.
Sure.
This little pop off people do. And that's disgusting, but that's what they want, though. They want everyone in the world to be in fear. That is the end game. So people give up their liberties, their rights, their freedoms. So they feel like they need a bigger government to take control. You know, it's amazing. You know, in America, people take the Second Amendment for granted so much. And it's quite sickening because we need that. You know, when ISIS showed up to Garland, Texas, what happened? They got shot down, literally. You know, just imagine how the outcome would be right now if people here had that ability. Not everybody in France agrees with the Second Amendment, but those who do should have that right. You know, when you have the right to carry, doesn't mean that everyone has to. But if you feel like you should, if you feel that you need that protection, that's a route that you can go. And that's something that everybody in the world should have, that safety net. You know, imagine if those people in that theater could have had someone there that was armed.
And that's exactly what Donald Trump said. I'm going to come back, cover more news with you for two more segments, play some clips, Joe, go back and forth with you. Then we're going to go back with another segment with Paul Watson. Then the last half of the next hour, I'm going to take phone calls for folks specifically in Europe, specifically in France, or who have family over there. What's your take on this? Stay right there, Joe. We're going to come back with a second hour and go directly back to you. I talked to my accountant yesterday. They called me and said, you know, this France trip, sending four people there and your expenditures, you're going to go into the red in the month of November currently with projections we've got. Please plug the sponsors. Please try to make some money on the show. If you believe in what we're doing and want high-quality products, nutraceuticals, pro-gun shirts, high-quality swearable foods, you name it, shop with the good guys, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we're introducing Living Defense Harmful Organism Cleansing. It's 120 capsules for a deep 6 weeks cleanse. Take a couple of these a day. Natural ingredients to flush out parasites. Just simply amazing. This new product's in. We'll sell out in the next week. As new products, we only do limited runs. InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. We can answer all your questions. Living Defense is now in. We got 20% off vitamin D3, organic, winter sun, InfoWarsLife.com, and a bunch of other specials. But we need your support, your prayers, and you to spread the word. We are the tip of the spear. Stay with us, second hour.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, throughout this week, Paul Joseph Watson, Joe Biggs, and Michael Zimmerman, InfoWars.com reporters, will be in Paris, and not just covering the terror attacks, but the ongoing refugee camps getting burned, other shootings, other stabbings, other burnings that are happening but are getting glossed over. And the big world government UN summit, the biggest ever it's being billed, to openly announce world government. I was already secretly, I hadn't announced it yet, probably planning myself to go to Paris. I like to send out my reporters. They do a great job so they can get the glory. It's not about the glory, but so it's not all about Alex Jones. Just because they, in some ways, are better than I am, of different perspectives. But I was clearly going to send some reporters there, but they're already there to cover this coming up. It is a big deal. Now, let's go ahead and go. In fact, Al Gore was there at the Eiffel Tower when the attack took place, putting on a 24-hour broadcast about how we'd all die. We didn't pay him money. Joe Biggs is with us for this segment, part of the next, and Paul Watson comes back, and I'm going to try to give him the floor to break down other angles of what he sees happening here. But, Joe, I just keep going back to this. It is so epic, over the top, ridiculous to be politically informed and to see these Western governments open the borders, bring people in. Everybody warns they're going to attack. Al-Qaeda, ISIS says they're going to attack. They're mainly military-age men. They got fake passports. Here's The Guardian. The crew brought it in because it sounds crazy. U.S. has trained only 4 or 5 Syrian fighters against ISIS. Top general testifies in Congress. Sounds crazy if you're a new listener and I go, there's 100 to 200,000 Al-Qaeda, Nusra, ISIS people in Syria and Iraq, but our government's trained 5 good ones. And then it's actually 4 or 5. I'm sorry, it's less than I said. See, that sounds like pure bull when I say they've trained 5. And then they say, oh, we're for the good rebels. Our government's funding the radicals. Let me ask you this, Joe. We're going to go to break and come back to you. This is a short segment. Don't they know this is the issue that finally woke up the military, that our government runs Al-Qaeda? I mean, but they don't care. I mean, Soros comes out and brags, I'm getting rid of Europe. I caused the migrant crisis. I mean, it's like they're villains out of a cartoon, Joe Biggs. How do they think they're going to get away with this?
Well, I mean, you got to understand, Alex, people are starting to definitely wake up to what's going on. I mean, for example, Friday night after the attack happened, what happened? Trump's numbers surged to 40, I believe, 43, 45%.
Yeah, they surged. Yeah.
He went from like 26 to something like that, because he's the only person out there effectively talking about trying to close down the border and do something. No one else is out there. Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, all these guys want to leave it wide open and let everyone run in. This was an example of what happens when you leave your borders wide open. And the people in the military are awake to that stuff. They see what happens behind that curtain that most people don't see, that doesn't get put on TV. Most of the things that happen overseas in combat don't have huge exposure like what happened here in Paris. And when you have something like this put into a large spotlight, when people actually see the running, the fear, the bodies being dragged out of theaters, people hanging from windows, the terror, the horrific scenes of violence, people start to re-question what they've been thinking. That's why his numbers are surging now, because he's the only person out there with an effective plan and the only person who says he will do something about the border.
Sure.
And the sad thing is there's so many countries out there, Alex, who are just going to ignore that fact. This is how many attacks this year alone in France? The third one, I believe. The first one, Charlie Hebdo.
Well, the third wave. This one was at least 10 or 15 attacks, 6 in Paris. This is the third wave.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. How many of these things have to happen before people start to use a little bit of common sense and go, hey, maybe we should look at what we're doing wrong. Maybe we should close these borders down. Maybe we should vet these people a little bit more.
I agree.
Because when you don't do that, people lose their lives, especially in these gun-free zones, because we've said time and time again, gun-free zones are kill zones.
And let's not forget, Obama, the day it happened, hours before it happened, Joe Biggs, said ISIS is contained in Iraq and in Syria, and then now look at this. And, of course, they shot down or blew up. We're not sure which one. They took credit for taking down the Russian airliner. But oh, everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. What is the end game? Crisis. Because they're going to put a police state in for us.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Joseph Watson and former Army Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, along with Michael Zimmerman, bravely there with the deserted Paris. Most of the flights were canceled. That's why we couldn't even fly out the day it happened, or the next morning. We had to fly out in the evening Saturday, they did, because almost all the flights were canceled out of England and the United States to get into France, because everyone was basically saying they were too scared to go. Meanwhile, we have these clips that we're going to be going over. The first clip is Obama I was confusing Nico during the break saying we're going to go back to Trump. I meant Obama. Obama coming out the day it happened, hours before, last Friday, Friday the 13th, and saying that we had ISIS contained. Then we have Ben Rhodes coming out, a spokesman for the White House, saying Obama's still planning on taking refugees. So let's go ahead and go to the clip, because it's hard to believe, of Obama saying ISIS is contained when his own government helped fund it and create it. We have the former head of Defense Intelligence going public 2 months ago and saying when he was in there, they were ordered to do this. This is on record now, claiming that the group they helped create and fund, and that WikiLeaks is exposing as the West funding, claiming that actually they were contained. And then hours later, hundreds dead in Paris. Here it is.
But ISIS is gaining strength, aren't they?
Well, no, I don't think they're gaining strength. What is true is that from the start, our goal has been first to contain, and we have contained them. They have not gained ground in Iraq, and in Syria, they'll come in, they'll leave. But you don't see the systematic march by ISIL across the terrain. What we have not yet been able to do is to completely decapitate their command and control structures. We've made some progress in trying to reduce the flow of foreign fighters, and part of our goal has to be to recruit more effective Sunni partners in Iraq to really go on offense rather than simply engage in defense.
So what do you think when you hear someone like Ben Carson get up in debate and say, hey, this would be easy. We can take ISIL out just by bombing their oil fields near Anbar. That's what General told him.
Yeah. What I think is that he doesn't know much about it. And look, George, I think it's fair to say that...
All right, that's enough. I just wanted you to hear the full clip in context. They don't fully control ISIS. Saudi Arabia stirs them up, funds them, turns them loose. This is all on record. They just keep the public ignorant, never talk about real facts. Then they send them in mass, promising them all Syria. When they don't get it in a couple years, they get mad and invade Iraq, wanting their new homeland. And then they say, we got a deal with Turkey. You just go through to Europe. You can go to Europe and get free welfare. And so that was their veterans deal. Here a veteran gets, you know, VA benefits, supposedly the GI Bill. Here you get to go to Germany and get welfare. Isn't that just special? And then here's Ben Rhodes, the spokesman for the White House, saying Obama's still planning on taking refugees. And we'll go back to Joe Biggs in Paris.
We consider his plan to accept 10,000 Syrian refugees over the next year.
No, Chris, we're still planning to take in Syrian refugees. We have very robust vetting procedures
for those
refugees.
All men.
It involves our intelligence community, our National Counterterrorism Center, extensive interviews, vetting them against all the available information. And what we need to be able to do, frankly, is sort out that foreign fighter flow, those people who've gone into Syria and come out and want to launch attacks, or those people who've had connections with ISIL and Syria.
I'll stop right there. And this is also the cover, because the West helped recruit all these groups in the U.S., England, Europe, the cover for their own operatives to come back in, because even the FBI wants to arrest them. But then they use the State Department to bring them in as refugees to circumvent the no-fly list. So I'm giving you the deep intel on how this works. Joe Biggs, we see the escalation in the attacks. The more refugees, the more attacks. They're not going to be able to cover up the attacks on military bases in Fort Hood and Army recruiting, Marine Corps and centers. They're not going to be able to cover this up forever. Where do you expect all this to go and other points? And we're going to come back with more from Paul Watson.
Well, I think it's laughable that President Obama would come out and say that ISIS is contained. I mean, that's equivalent to George W. Bush's mission accomplished. I mean, it's completely ridiculous. They make these comments without any facts whatsoever. I mean, what has Obama done to stop ISIS? Nothing. But he has done every single thing in his power to arm those terrorists. He's done everything to cover for them. He has done everything to allow them to grow. He has kept our military from doing what it's capable of doing. We could have destroyed ISIS over a year ago when they were all convoying into Iraq with successive bracketing. We could have taken them out in minutes. Instead, we allowed them to grow, and we keep accidentally dropping these ammunitions off, these bombs, these weapons, and allow them to do it. And yet they come out and they actually do what they're supposed to do. They go out and they kill a whole bunch of innocent people. And yet, what are we going to do? Obama still calls for open borders. Hillary Clinton still calls for open borders. Nothing will be done. It is completely and totally disgusting that they could sit here and look into that video camera and talk to the people of the world and say, I'm not literally going to do a damn thing about it. My agenda is to leave this border open, and I don't care what happens.
Joe, we've got another clip I want you to hear. I don't know if you've heard this yet because you're on a plane. Hillary Clinton and all the other Democratic candidates in the Democrat debate refuse to use the word radical Islam. They won't even do that, but they'll demonize gun owners and call us terrorists all day long. Here's that clip, Joe Biggs.
Radical jihadists.
Yes.
Marco Rubio, also running for president, said that this attack showed, and the attack in Paris showed, that we are at war with radical Islam. Do you agree with that characterization, radical Islam?
I don't think we're at war with Islam. I don't think we're at war with all Muslims. I think we're at war with jihadists who have...
Just to interrupt, he didn't say all Muslims. He just said radical Islam. Is that a phrase you don't...
I think that you can talk about Islamists who clearly are also jihadists, but I think it's not particularly helpful to make the case that Senator Sanders was just making, that I agree with, that we've got to reach out to Muslim countries, we've got to have them be part of our coalition. If they hear people running for president who basically shortcut it to say we are somehow against Islam. That was one of the real contributions, despite all the other problems, that George W. Bush made after 9/11 when he basically said, after going to a mosque in Washington, we are not at war with Islam
let's
or
stop
Muslim.
Right there. No, here's the reality. You're at war with non-radical Islam. The truth is you're trying to exterminate it, and the secular countries, you're overthrowing every one of them, and you're putting the radical jihadis in, run by Saudi Arabia, to keep those folks in the dark age. And the truth is that Saudi Arabia was involved in the attacks. Our government stood down. That's been basically declassified now. It's been admitted to the 28 pages. And you attacked Iraq that had nothing to do with it. Truly sickening. Joe Biggs, final points, and then we're coming back to Paul Watson. You're going to be there all week with us on the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. reporting. Great job. I want you to get some sleep and a big steak dinner if you can still find one this late at night. But final points, Joe Biggs from Paris.
Facts are right now, Alex, borders are wide open. There was a terrorist attack. We know that. But we have too many sick, demented, left-wing liberals, crazy nut jobs. Look at the University of Missouri, for example. The students there have started the hashtag F Paris. Why? Because they feel like the spotlight's been taken off of them.
These are sick, narcissistic, degenerate babies.
These are the kind of crazy people, Alex, who are coming up and are eventually going to take leadership positions in and around the country. These are people who, when journalists came out there to cover the story, they assaulted them, they pushed them, and they told them to get out of there because that was their safe place.
They're scum.
Then they go and they racially divide it and have black-only meetings and segregate the entire thing. Meanwhile, then they start, you know, complaining, saying that, you know, why has the media completely ignored us? You know, what's happening in Paris is just as equally as important as what is happening here at the University of Missouri. I'm sorry, a poo swastika on the wall is not equal to hundreds of people being gunned down.
Joe, you're on fire. I want to go to Paul and then come back to you, but I want to keep you out there too late because I know it's freezing, but come back to Paul and then back to you. Please do a report on that. What you said is so key. Lash out at these people. Let's get aggressive. We have the moral authority. These people are sick. You're absolutely right.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair. I want to tweet out at Real Alex Jones a cartoon that my buddy Rob Deuce sent me from the amazing Patriot, nationally syndicated cartoonist, editorial cartoonist Ben Garrison. It says Attack of the Cry Bullies, and it shows a bunch of giant 50-foot babies stomping around, attacking people with political correctness and burning up curriculum, burning books. And that's exactly what's happening. I just heard Joe Biggs say this from Paris, and I was talking to the crew, and I said, I hadn't heard that yet. I saw the Daily Caller on DrudgeReport.com with liberal activists upset Paris terror attacks are getting attention, not Mizzou protest. And then Kit Daniels runs in and he goes, no, it hasn't broken yet, but it's one of the top Twitter hashtags. We're writing an article right now, so we'll be breaking at Infowars.com the next 30 minutes. F Paris, and it's getting thousands of tweets from Mizu. This isn't a joke, saying we want the attention, F the white French, basically. So this is just the total mental illness of the left and how anything seen at its core is anti-white or Western. That's what it is, but it's all run by globalists. It's just, they're screwing everybody over. The Middle East, Latin America, Africa, everybody's getting screwed here. But they sold global carbon taxes as increasing taxes on white people. Turned out it's basically double on Africa and stuff. You know, they just play us off against each other. Paul, I cannot believe that the actual Black Lives Matter Mizu people from their official Twitter accounts are saying F Paris now. Because it's not giving them attention, and because I guess they have solidarity with the jihadis. Are these people completely mentally ill? Do they not know that the radical Wahhabists think blacks aren't humans, basically, and in Libya are killing every black they can find, Paul Watson?
Well, it's fascinating, Alex, because in the very minutes after the Paris terror attack broke on Friday, you had these Mizu people on Twitter coming out and saying, hey, how dare you even start, because of course the top Twitter trends were completely monopolized by Paris, obviously, in the hours afterwards. They were absolutely furious because, of course, it was their day. It was the million student march, even though they'd been completely debunked in the days leading up to that. But they were absolutely furious. And I mean, I've just tweeted that it's no surprise that Black Lives Matter radicals are tweeting F Paris, because their ideological inspiration is a terrorist on the FBI's most wanted domestic terrorist list, a convicted cop killer. So it's no surprise that they're going for that. And again, you had Amherst University on Friday. This got eclipsed by what happened in Paris. But the students there came out. They had a sit-in. They demanded that the president acquiesce to this huge list of demands, one of which was to not tolerate and to punish people who express free speech. Those were their words, not mine. Free,
I know, you a bunch of spoiled, rotten brats who's one, the leader's dad makes $8.2 million, worshiping terrorists, running around bitching. I mean, these people are a joke. And then, CNN and ABC News and MSNBC bowed down to them, and they're looking at firing the professors at Yale that said don't ban costume parties. I mean, these are freaks.
Well, yeah, that's how it started at Yale, of course, but yeah, they actually came out because there were people holding up signs which said free speech at this Amherst University. They weren't happy with that. They put out this huge list of demands. Not just that, basically calling for complete intolerance for any free speech. Again, their words, not mine. Demanded that the president acquiesce to these demands within 48 hours, or they would stage, quote, civil disobedience. So that was all going down on Friday. Of course, you had the nationwide protests over absolutely nothing. And then immediately, and again right now, it's trending on Twitter. I mean, I retweeted some of them. They're coming out and saying, how dare you compare what happened in Paris with the terrorism that's happening in American colleges every day? Again, somebody shouted the N-word out of a pickup truck a few weeks ago. Somebody drew a poop swastika on a bathroom wall. They're actually equating that to Paris and saying, basically whining about the fact that it's took them out of the headlines. It's
totally
took them
sick.
Out of the Twitter trends.
Paul, I'm going to go to break here in a moment. 877-789-2539, specifically on the terror attacks. Your take, your view, especially if you're in Europe or a family over there. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. International line 512-646-1776. 512-646-1776. If you're not on this topic, folks, please don't call in. We don't screen your calls except when it's on a topic. And this is specifically on this, the next two segments. Paul, you've got the floor for the last 4 minutes. Other angles to this. It's just wild to see Merkel saying tolerance, open the borders more, them arresting people that criticize open borders, Syrian refugees arriving here, Madonna saying we haven't been loving enough to the jihadis. They'd rape her and kill her in minutes if they got their hands on her. What is wrong with these people crapping all over the Western culture that gave them the freedom they're living off of?
Well, it's quite bizarre, Alex. A lot of them don't really know how to respond, because I was, again, in London late last night in Trafalgar Square, where they had a huge vigil. Of course, they lit up the buildings in the French flag. They've been doing a similar thing around the world. The World Trade Center, the new World Trade Center, is lit up in the French flag as a show of solidarity. You know, that's quite a nice gesture. But how about we have a show of solidarity by ending our alliance?
We've lost your audio again, Paul. I'm going to have to come back to you after the break. I believe we're having a disconnect where the internal mic on the camera is taking over, not the corduroy or however you say it, mic in front of your face. We're going to fix that rig. This has been an ongoing thing for years. I don't want to throw a fit on air. We have a great crew. We got to really, really work on that rig because that seems to happen occasionally and is one of our only real problems in the field. I want to just stop before we go to break and say this, though. Our crew's done an amazing job. My crew here in studio's done an amazing job. You, the viewers and listeners, have done an amazing job. We are the real media. We are the liberty media. We're the common sense media. We wear our bias of telling the truth and promoting common sense and telling it like it is on our sleeve. And I want to just say great job with our crew, getting better and better in the field on no sleep. Wonderful job as we use these open source technologies to bring you information around the world. Shop with the good people. I mean, if you want to be part of this fight, folks, this is War Bonds. Buy a Hillary for Prison shirt, limited edition, InfoWarsStore.com. Give them as Christmas gifts this season, this holiday. Buy the high-quality nutraceuticals, the nascent iodine, the oxy powder, the liver cleanse, the parasite cleanse, the secret 12 methyl bottle and vitamin B12, the brain force, the DNA force, the Alexa Pure Pro, best gravity-fed filter out there. At an incredibly, incredibly low price. All of this is available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceutical subpage. And you can get, again, 10% off on the water filtration systems with promo code WATER. And when you shop with us, I mean, it's such the easiest thing you can do to fight the globalist is you're funding an operation that every week makes national news, every few weeks makes global news, changes narratives, forces big stories out, promotes the Second Amendment, promotes family values, promotes pro-life, promotes private property, is fearless, has whistleblowers on, is vicious against tyranny. That's why we're attacked by all the big White House-run Media Matters, MSNBC, CNN, Bill Maher, all of it. Because they're scared of us, folks. They know we're coming for them. Buy the products, InfoWarsLife.com. Got a bunch of specials running right now. Take advantage of them.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Everyone knows who's been a long-term listener that I am not an Islamophobe. There's been a lot of great culture, a lot of amazing things come out of the Middle East. Mohammad Mossadegh was trained in the West. He was pro-America, but he wanted our Iranians to have, the Persians to have, their own oil money. So they overthrew him and used radical jihadists to do it. And they set up Saddam Hussein, and I'm not saying he's perfect, but compared to these guys, he was a good guy. Muammar Gaddafi helped stabilize Africa. They set him up, removed him. Egypt, they tried to remove them and put in radicals. They want to destabilize the area. And they want to take our jobs and make us poor and stupid, too. The globalists are parasites above nation states, but they are radicalizing Islam and bringing folks in and allowing this to happen and then not attacking the folks that did it, attacking whoever their enemy is. Saudi Arabia is involved in 9/11, attack Iraq. Saudi Arabia and its people are involved in this attack. They want to take out Assad. And that's because of political ignorance in the public. They can get away with that. And that's what they're announcing right now. It's unprecedented. And it's because politicians aren't held accountable for stuff like this happening that they get more power when there's an attack now. Well, there's going to be more attacks then. Now, I don't know if this was a false flag or not in the classical sense that really Muslims didn't do this, but we know radical Muslims do stuff like this, and if you look at the larger issue, the false flag is bringing them in to allow it to happen. And I've got Hamza, Tamir, William, Scott, Stephen, Alex, Josh, all of you. Your calls are coming up here in a few minutes at the end of this segment and the next, but we've got calls from Montreal, calls from Syria, calls from you name it. We're going to your phone calls. Australia. This is a global program. But finishing up with Paul Watson, you got cut off by audio problems. Finish your points, and I've got one more question for Joe Biggs. As you were there in front of the Eiffel Tower that they've now announced, Associated Press, is closed indefinitely. In fact, here it is, AFP. Eiffel Tower closed indefinitely after Paris attacks. Well, there's always, terrorists are always going to be able to attack different things. You can't just close them to be safe. This is giving in to the fear. But now Rob Lowe is being criticized for saying they should control their borders. I mean, this is how politically correct we are. Paul Watson, final points.
Well, I mean, the Eiffel Tower might be closed and you can't go up it, but you can walk right. There are no barricades or anything. You can walk right under it. So I don't see much sense in closing. If you're a jihadist who wants to do damage, then nobody's stopping anybody from walking right up to it. And then again, just on this whole virtue signaling thing, you know, after Charlie Hebdo, the jihadists were emboldened because you had people like the Pope coming out and saying that, you know, insulting someone is wrong and it's offensive and that's not part of free speech. That's what the Pope said. He basically sided with the jihadists. Charlie Hebdo themselves, after a certain amount of time, said they would stop publishing Muhammad cartoons. They had this huge fake march with all the world leaders, just me, Charlie. That completely evaporated. We went back to this thing about, you know, Islamophobia. We'd remind people that Islam is not a race. You've got Muslims from all over the world, North Africa, the Middle East. You've got white Muslims. You've got Chinese Muslims.
East Asia.
The Uyghurs. Exactly. So Islam is not a race. So to criticize it is not racist. And again, going back to virtue.
And let's be clear, Islam kills itself, Shiite, Sunni, and all the other subgroups, more than any other group. I mean, people say, oh, Islam's perfect, don't criticize it. The main two groups are constantly killing each other. And I'm not siding with the Shiites, but they seem to be the ones that don't go around stirring up all the trouble. It is the dominant Sunni group, Saudi Arabian controlled, that is running around bullying everybody, including Sunnis that want to have a decent life.
Yeah, and then, you know, domestically you've got these progressives who are just so terrified of being politically incorrect. I told the story on your show. My girlfriend's dad, a couple of months ago when the whole refugee story was unfolding, sat them all down and said, we're going to take in two Syrian refugee families into our tiny two office space bedrooms in this small house in London. No plan to actually do it whatsoever. It was virtue signaling. And so a lot of people are like that. And now, in fact, her dad is threatening to kick her out of the house because she said that Marine Le Pen being president wasn't as terrifying a scenario as jihadists running around France killing everybody.
Sure, well, exactly. So, I mean, to quantify this, all we hear on the news is, oh, we're going to cover your Twitter support for the victims. How about support shutting the borders? How about support shipping out the jihadis? How about support not supporting Al-Qaeda or ISIS? See, how about being informed means you help people, not just sending out a tweet? Sorry, Paul.
Exactly. And then, you know, you've got the flip side. You've got Fox News saying, oh, this must mean we need more American boots on the ground in Syria. What the hell is American boots on the ground in Syria going to do about people who are already here, already citizens, already radicalized because of Saudi Arabia exporting this extreme Wahhabism and now building 200, just for starters, 200 new mosques in Germany? That's how they're going to help
that's right.
Refugee crisis.
Paul, I've got to shift gears now into final comments from Joe Biggs. We're going to go to phone calls here. But briefly, did you have any trouble getting into France?
No trouble whatsoever. It was quite quiet. The flight was delayed a little bit, but it was fine.
All right, thank you. Let's pass the microphone. Great job. You might want to go down tomorrow or today and show they claim they've closed the Eiffel Tower, but you can still walk right underneath it. It's like saying, you know, airport security, a bomber would just blow up the TSA line. That's where everybody's concentrated. There's no stopping terrorism. There's just not giving into it. Then they have no reason to do it. But just simply amazing. But I would go down and point that out as well. Joe, did you have any trouble? Because Paul's parents live in France. They have a little hotel there. They're British, but there's no jobs in England. So he obviously can get in easier. Did you have any trouble getting in?
Negative, Alex. I had no trouble getting in, but I did get looked at very strangely by everyone. Everyone going, why would you go there? Why would you do this? But you want to know what we do have an attack going on? It's free speech. What happened to free speech, Alex? What happened to journalists being able to go out and tell stories and tell the truth and tell people what's really going on? Now it's free comma speech. We have to fight for our freedom of speech. We need to free speech because journalists don't have that ability anymore. People are scared to cover what's going on with Black Lives Matters because they're afraid they're going to be attacked by those people. And then they wonder why they get no spotlight.
Yeah, it's good to be attacked by a bunch of scum.
People want to know why that people are scared to even say anything about the migrants now, because you've got Merkel and Zuckerberg sitting there snickering back and forth saying, all right, yeah, if someone gets on Facebook, we're going to censor those people. That's where the attack's happening right now, Alex. It's not with all this other stuff, with the actual attacks. It's our attack on free speech, because free speech used to be that free speech. Now it's free, comma, speech. We have to go back. We have to take that. So it is free again. People shouldn't be scared to be able to go out and do that. But you see so many journalists now that are horrified to go out and tell the truth because of the backlash, or the fact that they're going to be censored, or the fact that the government's going to attack them and say no, or go attack your Facebook page or your YouTube page. It is ridiculous, the fact that people can't go out tell what is going on. That is the atrocity.
And here's what's crazy.
Across the globe.
You become a hero when you fight this tyranny. The scum attacking you has no power until they finally take over, like Germany, where they arrest you for criticizing radical Islam or socialism. That's why now in the U.S. they want to arrest you for criticizing man-made climate change. These tyrants can't beat us in the info war, in the fight of information, in the open market of ideas, so they want to shut us down. The answer to their tyranny and bullying is to stand up to them. Hey, you guys can go hit the sack, get a great dinner if you want. If you want to keep reporting, do whatever. Fabulous job. We need to work on that mic connection and the rest of it that's been coming in and out. But other than that, I will see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the weekday program. That'll be in the afternoon or the evening there in France, right around sunset. We'll be playing your reports and more and watching everything you do at InfoWars.com, Real Alex Jones on Twitter, and more. You guys just take that Twitter, that Facebook over. We're going to be getting that info out, and man on the street and so much more. Great job, Joe Biggs.
Thank you, sir.
All right, great job to the crew. We're going to go to break, come back in a 10-minute segment, and try to talk to Stephen Scott William, Hamza, Tamir, Mia, Alex, and others. I'm going to give each person about a minute. I'm going to just shut up, make your point, and then we'll end the show that way. And more of your calls. We'll have 3 hours tomorrow and less breaks to cover it all. I'm going to say it again because these trips break us. We need your support. InfoWarsStore.com. Thousands. There's close to 1,000 high-quality products up there, from non-GMO seeds to Patriot apparel to high-quality nutraceuticals to books and videos. InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out today. Lies, 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 lies. Is it a false flag? One way or another, it is.
We have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here?
The story doesn't add up.
If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
Ministry bringing us in. Yes, criminal globalist organizations stage false flags. Private corporate groups do it to push governments, like the new Spectre movie shows, into doing it. But the false flag is radicalizing Islam, protecting and opening the borders and bringing them in. That's going to happen to begin with. So it is a false flag regardless. I see these calls. Most of them are saying, hey, we think it's totally staged. But they want the open borders. They want to bring the folks in. If that's true, they think we're so dumb that they'll have the attacks, take our rights, but still keep the borders open. Maybe you're right. Maybe it could be staged completely. Anything's possible nowadays. Scott in California, go ahead. You're on the air.
I don't think it was completely staged, but I just came across an article in the Times of Israel. The headline is, Jewish owners recently sold Paris's Bataclan Theater where IS killed dozens. And it talks about how this Israeli owner owned that theater for 40 years and sold it on September 11th, 2015, because of the spread of ISIS that was directed against that theater. So
if you're getting threatened, you're going to sell it. And why would he openly say, I sold it because of threats, if they were somehow involved? I don't think it's like Silverstein owning the towers and getting double insurance a week before.
No, I would agree. It's not a smoking gun of anything, but it's something to look at and consider if there were threats on this theater.
Oh, we know there were threats. We know the cops had arrested some of these people and were ordered to stand down. So I think there clearly is prior knowledge. What about the CIA director there that day meeting with the head of French intelligence? On 7-7, the CIA head was meeting with MI6 a block from the first bombing.
It all smells like somebody knew something at the top.
Of course.
Probably, at the bare minimum, allowed it to happen.
I agree with you. I mean, it's starting to pile up. We find out there's a drill. It's a done deal. Steve in Orange County, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for receiving my call. The last caller just stole my thunder. Actually, I was calling on the ownership of the Bataclan, the concert hall itself, and that they had pro-Israeli events that were held there and also Israeli border police events that were held there. But the strange thing about it is that I looked into the Eagles of Death Metal group last night. I was thinking, you know, who's this band? I want to check it out. And I went to their Wikipedia site, and the last paragraph on the Wikipedia site stated the ownership of the Bataclan was owned and da-da-da-da by, you know, a Jewish ownership, and that they used to hold these pro-Israeli events and had all these threatenings going on. So I took a picture of it because I wanted to show my friend this morning.
And it got taken off.
Come back home because he wants me to send me the link, and actually they erased it from WikiLeaks.
Well, do me a favor. We'll investigate that. Send it to us. And I'm not saying Israel hadn't staged false flags before. At the same time, though, if a Jewish-owned thing gets targeted, that's what the jihadis would target. That's what the Middle East does. Is everybody stabs each other in the back. It's hard to figure out what's going on. We're going to continue. That's why we got four people on the ground in Paris to cover this, because obviously this is the beginning of a lot more. ISIS has been carrying out the threats they say they will. And all I know is our government's funded these people and are bringing them in, and Obama's bringing them in. And so when they attack, it's their fault. I don't care if they totally ran it or opened the door for it. They're to blame. That's the big issue. And we got to get that out. But great point. William in Montreal, Canada, thank you for calling in today. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. It's an honor. Long time, first time. I've been following you since Ruby Ridge.
Welcome.
Anyways, so 2 weeks ago, there was a terrorist simulation in Montreal down my street. Kind of odd. It's pretty close to last Friday's massacre. I just want to point out, wouldn't the NSA have tabs on all these conversations? Don't they have the certificates for the SSL communications with Google?
I meant to make that point. The more NSA spying we get, everything tracked, the more terror. Al-Qaeda went 15 years ago from 1,000 to now a couple hundred thousand under the name ISIS. I mean, boy, the more money we spend to take our liberties away, the worse it gets, because that's who's really gaining is the military-industrial complex.
Exactly. And, you know, there's none of this, they encrypted the messages and they can't read it. They have access to all the certificates. They just go to I'm a programmer. They just go to VeriSign or one of these certificate authorities. They say, hey, we're the FBI, we're the CIA, NSA.
One CIA-connected Silicon Valley company was running 40-plus ISIS sites, almost all of them. Folks, we tweet anti-ISIS stuff and they shut us down on Facebook claiming we're promoting ISIS. But then they let real ISIS promote itself.
Yeah, it's terrible. Anyways, that's all I have to say. I'm really proud of you, Alex. I've seen you growing over the years, and just amazing work. God bless.
William, thank you for putting up with me. I still interrupt. I still chomp at the bit, because I'm real. I'm like a dog chasing a rabbit. I get upset, and thank you. Hamza is Syrian. He says he lives in Missouri. What is your view on this?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to be the stick in the mud here. It's unfortunate this happened. Let me just preface my comments by saying it's absolutely horrible, terrible what happened there. Innocent people getting killed. But you know what? I'm a Syrian born here in America. As you can tell, I have no accent. I was born here. My dad's over there. He escaped over here because he wanted to escape the Ba'ath Party. And you know what, everybody? We've been having this style event going on in our country for the past 10 years. And every time we've tried to have a secular Arab nationalist leader, let's go all the way back to Sadat, and like what you said earlier, Mossadegh, the other Abdel Nasser, every time we have one of these guys that wants to take us out of the freaking Stone Age, what happens? He catches a bullet. And I'm sick and tired of everybody. And I know it's easy to say, okay, you know, let's blame all these refugees. They're all coming in. I tell you what, Alex, I got a pool in my backyard. I can pop a hole in it, and all the water will flow out that hole. I can guarantee you I'll tell you where that water's going to flow. You destabilize the whole region. You open the door.
I want to be clear. I totally agree that the Middle East would be a paradise if the West wasn't in there putting radicals in. I agree. But the threat's real. But the real enemy is the George Soros's helping fund it. I mean, it's so evil.
Absolutely, and I 100% agree with that. In fact, I'm a longtime listener, and the only way me and my wife have ever been able to get any real information on the whole Syrian conflict is through your show. So we're big-time fans. And the last thing I want to say is that the refugees coming in, you know, everyone goes, oh, they're all military-age men. You know why they're all military-age men? Because those are the people that are going to be drafted by the government or drafted by the ISIS people to go fight in a war between
now, the that's a good point. A lot of them are men running from real stuff. I totally hear you, and we need to humanize these people, but we need to really humanize them by not letting the West destabilize them. And again, when I say the West, the criminals that want to break up our families, that want to take our property, the globalists are doing the same crap to everybody in different ways. It's world government is the enemy. Incredible calls today. Can't wait till tomorrow to take your calls. Let's take some more. Let's just go to Tamir in New York. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to say something to the guy that called before me that ISIS itself admitted that thousands of these refugees are working for them. So, okay, not all of them, maybe 20 to 30 years old, and they're all bad, but thousands of them are already admitted to work for them. That's first of all.
That's right. I mean, they have said that. They said in February, we're going to flood you with 500,000. It's been way more than that.
Exactly. And they keep finding these passports outside of these terrorist attacks. How do they find three different country passports outside of the attacks? And it's crazy.
Well, we know on 9/11 they claim they found two that didn't burn. Pure bull ever planted. With these, you got to have papers to get a hotel or do anything in Europe because of Interpol rules. And so they had fake passports, fake Syrian passports, and it's been confirmed by the French government and the Greek government that they indeed. This guy got saved out of the ocean. This guy got saved, this Ahmed Al-Muhammad, and it's very, very sad. God bless you. I appreciate your call. We're going fast through these calls. Let's talk now to Alex in New York, then Mia, if we have time, in Kansas. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, my friend.
I just want to let you know, in Hancock, New York, they have a Muslimborg. It's exactly right by three big water reservoirs located in New York City. And nobody allowing this Muslimborg and bunch of Muslims over there. And my friends live there, and he told me he's listening, and every almost night he's hearing automatic shooting, AK shootings.
All right, I'm only picking up part of what you're saying, but yes, there are radical Islamic training camps all over the U.S. We've been to them, we've covered them, they're real. The government allows them to operate and build. It's just crazy. I'm sorry to Mia, we're out of time. The one thing I forgot to cover, Serbia in the early 90s and again in 99. Was invaded out of Albania. They brought in jihadis. They attacked them. They tried to fight this, and they got bombed by the Clintons and by the UN. And a third of their country was taken and given to the jihadis. So the globalists are working with radical Islam to chop up the West, and it's sick. It's very, very dangerous. It's unbelievable. Pray for our crew. Support us. Spread the word. We'll be back at 11 a.m. tomorrow with the big weekday show, InfoWars.com/show. Spread the word.